Chris Stewart joins us. He hosts the Tailgate Show after the games with Tyler Watts. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Looking at the 2010 edition of the Alabama Crimson Tide, much has been made about the defensive losses, losing 9 starters coming back this year. What do you see from the Crimson Tide on the defensive side this year?
Well, there's no doubt there are a lot of question marks there. The advantage that I think you've got now as opposed to a couple of years ago is that the talent level is high enough that even though you may not have much experience, you've got a lot of guys that are capable of filling that role as the year goes on. They may not be as good as they're going to be in week one, but I think by the time you get a couple of games under the belt, they're going to be fine. Clearly it's going to start with Dante Hightower, and if he is able to be as good as we all think he can be and will be in taking over that role from Orlando McClain, that's a wonderful starting point. I think the defensive front is going to be very good. I think talent-wise overall in the linebacking core, you're solid. But there's no doubt by the time you roll into Fayetteville for that fourth game of the year, you better have a few things answered in the secondary or it could be a long afternoon.
Looking at the offensive side, you have returning Heisman winner Mark Ingram. You have Greg McElroy and Julio Jones. It seems like this is your dream offense. How do you think offensively Alabama will compete in the SEC? Do you think they have a chance to put up a lot of points, or is that just not
no doubt.
That just doesn't happen in the SEC? A
couple of holes to fill on the offensive front, but there were three that you had to replace the year before, and all they did was go out, run the table, and lead the Tide to getting its first Heisman Trophy winner in school history. Actually, you're the first one probably in a while that when talking about the offense, ironically, has started with Mark Ingram. And to me, that tells you how many weapons there are when the reigning Heisman Trophy winner is not the first guy mentioned by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But having him, having Trent Richardson, Eddie Lacy, I think, is going to have a wonderful opportunity to fill that role that Roy Upchurch has filled, which is an important one. And perhaps an underrated role on that offense the last couple of seasons. Having a veteran in Greg McElroy and not just the best wideout, in my opinion, in the country in Julio Jones, but a nice, very explosive and talented group to go with him in that receiving core. There's no question that on paper you have as good an offense as Alabama has ever had. Now, there may be a couple in the 70s you can point to, and you look back and you go, well, there was a Pro Bowler a Hall of Famer in Ozzie Newsome and several other guys that played in the NFL a lot of years that were on that offensive line. But when you consider the number of guys that are probably going to be high draft picks, probably top five, I dare say that when they come out, Ingram, Jones, and Richardson, whatever years those may be, they will all three be top 10 draft picks. One team, one side of the ball, and that's a very rare thing to happen. The only one that really comes to mind is Auburn, I guess, back in 04. So, and that wasn't even on the same side of the ball. I think they had a DB that was in that mix. So it's a tremendous amount of skill, a tremendous amount of ability. The question is, can they have the same type of chemistry that last year's offense did? And I think there's a great chance of that occurring.
All right, we are with Chris Stewart with the Crimson Tide Sports Network. He is going to be doing the pay-per-view broadcast with Tyler Watts in the booth and the lovely Barry Krause on the sidelines. I know San Jose State is easy to overlook, but you really can't afford to do that, especially after the ULM game a couple years ago. Do you think Saban will have this team prepared to play San Jose State and not looking forward to the big, big event next week with Penn State and game day and all that hoopla?
Yeah. I mean, David, you've worn a uniform before. It's going to be an exciting time to be there for that first game in the newly expanded Bryant-Denny Stadium. But, there's no doubt that some of their thoughts will be to Penn State. Not enough for it to matter against San Jose. And you're right, you lost to Louisiana Monroe a couple of years ago, but I can assure you Jimmy Johns will not be carrying the football and have a chance to fumble in the fourth quarter of this one. It's almost like a totally different it's hard to believe those are the same programs, and it's also hard to believe it's just a 3-year differential in time since that occurred. So they're really light years away from it, and I don't think they'll play their best game of the year against San Jose State, but I also don't think it's going to matter at all.
Chris, have you had the chance to see the new movie Nick Saban, Game Changer?
I have not, but I know one of the two guys that put that together, and Grant Guffin's an extremely talented guy, and they've got a great project, a great subject, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
What kind of a boost is that? And obviously it goes without saying that it does give a boost, but what does that do to a young man who is trying to decide between two, say, SEC universities, when he looks, as far as, recruiting is concerned, and he looks and sees Nick Saban in a movie like that, sees Alabama on ESPNU 5 days out of the week? What does that do?
Well, it's huge because, in fact, I was reading this week where Alabama's already gotten a verbal commitment for the 2012 season, and the kid's high school coach made the statement that he wanted to be the first to recruit are first to commit for that 2012 class after seeing the special that ran on ESPN.
Wow.
So it's got a tremendous impact, and that goes to show you the wisdom and intelligence that Nick Saban has. He knows those things have an impact, and I guarantee you that's the only reason he allowed it to occur.
Yeah, sure.
His every thought is what's best for my kids, what's going to help them win, and what's going to help me recruit guys so that I can win in the future. That's what his mind, where his mind is always working. And it's obviously been a formula that's worked very well for him for quite a while.
It sure has. Well, Chris, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Chris Stewart, as David said, is going to be doing the pay-per-view this year of the Crimson Tide, and also the Crimson Tide Sports Network, the post-game parties, and he also hosts Crimson Tide this week. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us.
Glad to do it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chris Stewart,